You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also the Ginge. You know, we mentioned you on the show last week about your fashion and the vibe that you put out is kind of on an island of its own.
You know, So I had a friend that I hadn't seen in a while. And he was like, dude, man, they were dogging on you on the morning show. And I was like, no, hold on. And I was like, what were they saying? And he kind of repeated it. And I was like, dude, that's not dogging on me at all. That's normal. That's like a daily thing.
We were giving you a compliment.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. When he repeated it, I was like, no, I normally get that's actually a compliment, I think, from them.
We were talking about fashion rules that people break.
Yeah, it didn't bother me for the
record. And Ginge breaks all of them.
Yeah, I do. I'm kind of on my own island, I think, as you said.
Yeah, I mean, at least you have somewhat of a style. I don't know what I am.
I would call your style dad style. Just without kids.
Yeah?
Yeah. I actually think mine is kind of similar, but different.
I would say golfer slash dad.
That's true. Maybe a good bowling match?
Yeah.
Sometimes not, though. Because, I mean, I have some random tees that I rock.
Yeah, definitely. Yesterday, you were wearing one with wolves.
Yeah.
Where one of the wolves was crying in the night.
Yeah.
And I guess howling. But, I have a shirt like that. Mine's vintage. You know.
You both have cat shirts, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we got that kind of personality.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think you could. Mm-hmm. Like a fun one. I don't see you doing it, but I think you could pull it off.
Okay, so what do you describe your fashion as?
I describe it as just like I wear whatever I want. And nobody can ever tell me like, oh, that doesn't match. It's just like, oh, doesn't it?
Because you wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care at all.
You'd just be like, so?
To me, that is what fashion is making people go, huh. That's weird. Or just like, you know what? I think I like that. To me, that is real fashion.
Can fashion be too weird, though? Like, can it go too far?
I'm going to vote yes.
Like Doja Cat wearing a chair on her head at the MTV VMAs.
Is that like, what do you mean?
She was wearing a chair.
It was a chair hat.
It was a chair hat.
Wow, that doesn't actually surprise me with Doja. I mean, she's really weird. Did you guys see the Kim Kardashian dress where she's wearing literally black from head to toe and it literally even covers up her face?
She covered her face?
Yeah,
That's what I need.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that. That's my new look.
Like a man romper.
You cover your eyes, too.
Yeah.
The intense eyes.
Yes.
Cut out just a hole for those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I enjoy fashion. I mean, I don't have enough money to be in true fashion, you know?
I mean, I really like that it's a very bright colored shirt. It looks like you're directing traffic on I-44.
A little bit.
I got it in Florida.
Is that Florida appropriate?
I do like that. I could work maybe in a zone. What are those guys that wear like the yellow shirts?
MoDOT.
Yeah, that kind of vibe.
MoDOT
where they,
worker, yeah.
The fact that I can't think of anything that they do to describe what I mean. They wear yellow shirts.
MoDOT vibes here.
So, you can move cones.
Man, thank you. Yeah, it does have kind of a cone-ish vibe.
Yeah.
But you guys both mentioned I have shoes that match. Mm-hmm. I am wearing a camo hat that has nothing to do with my outfit, but it's supreme.
Hey, turn off the lights. Ginge will glow in the dark.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.